Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone episode 77, a palindrome episode after 11 sad, horrific weeks of nothing. This is the show where we talk about what's new in the App Store, and we find some tips and news and tricks, and we tell you what's worth your time and money, because time is money. And if you keep trying for that score of 10 in Flappy Bird, you will die penniless and alone. Number one. Okay, I didn't want to talk about this app. I didn't want to because it's stupid. It is stupid and mean and for bad people, and I hate it. But I'm going to because I can't deny that Flappy Bird is an App Store phenomenon. That's really all that anyone has spoken about on my Twitter feed for the last 7 days. Now, if you have not been cursed with the burden of trying to play Flappy Bird yet, allow me to read you the rules of play as described by the Flappy Bird's creator. Tap to flap your wings to fly. Avoid pipes. Try to get 4 medals. That's it. Doesn't sound so hard, right? Except that it's the hardest thing on earth. The game is evil, it is mean, and I refuse to participate in the losing game that is Flappy Bird. Best of luck to you, though. This devil game is free, by the way. Flap, flap, flap. Number two, well, Facebook is looking better and better every day. Throughout January, we heard rumors that the company was working on a new newsreader app called Paper. And on Monday, we got it. In fact, Leo and I talked about it on iPad Today, another fine show here on the Twit Network. So Paper, which is officially called Paper Stories from Facebook, not to be confused with another app, Paper, and that's a whole different thing. This is a completely new take on catching up on what everybody's sharing and talking about on Facebook without the mess that is the traditional news feed. And I have to say, it's really nice. You browse stories from your feed in a new layout. You can customize that layout with sections that you're interested in. You can do nice things like tilt the screen for details and to watch full screen videos. I've heard a few folks grumbling that the article swiping functionality is actually a little hard on the thumbs on the iPhone itself, but that'll probably vary person to person. Maybe you've got really strong thumbs. Of course, you can also share your own stories and add photos from within Paper as well. So I'm not a Facebook hater. Some of you are, and I know this. But I wouldn't say that Facebook's ever been a design mecca. That's just not what it's good for. Paper is very nicely designed, though. I'm just curious. Who's going to remember to launch it multiple times a day? Facebook wants us to be in the Facebook ecosystem all the time. We're all creatures of habit, right? Facebook just turned 10 years old. It's hard to force change on a really big user base of billions that's used to typing in Facebook.com to read their newsfeed. But if getting caught up on Facebook filled you with dread, then maybe you should install Paper and see if this new design is what you always wanted. Number three. I have a secret new time waster, and it's called Secret. Yeah, that's the name of the app. This is an app that encourages you to share little tidbits about your life anonymously with your own contact list. Yeah, I know, it sounds a little bit like some high school angst thing going on here and also a security nightmare, but the result is weirdly compelling. The idea is simple. You've got to trust the app's privacy settings enough to enter your email address and your phone number. You can then authenticate both of those things with a text message and an email from Secret. And then you're in. You can share something, anything. Of course, the idea is to share something that you'd never be comfortable sharing as yourself. But you feel more free as an anonymous little app user. What's interesting, though, is because there's a good chance that anybody who comments or likes your post is either a friend of yours or a friend of a friend of yours, or at least somebody that you've communicated with before, because it's pulling from your own contact list within your iPhone. You can have a little fun trying to figure out who's who. Not every secret you read is from a friend, though. It might be from somebody who knows somebody on your friend list, so some of those might be less compelling, but the language sometimes gives it away. I can swear that a few anonymous comments were made by people that I know. And I've called them out on it and they deny it, but I think they're lying. Now, I'll be honest. I can't imagine seriously getting long-lasting satisfaction from sharing a deeply personal secret in this app. If there's a privacy breach, it's game over. But even beyond that fear, I don't think the novelty is going to last this long. It's a flavor of the month app for sure. But I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. When's the last time you were browsing Gazelle trying to find out what your used gadgets were worth? If it's been a while and they're just sitting in a drawer somewhere, get on it, people. Maybe you're thinking about getting the new iPhone 5S. Maybe you've been waiting. It's not, you know, it's not that cheap. You need the cash. Gazelle wants to buy your used iPhone, your used iPad, other smartphone, other gadgets. What you do is you lock in your price right now, and then you send your gadget to Gazelle once you get your new one, because Gazelle's offer is good for 30 days. Go to G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com and just enter your item. Tell Gazelle the condition that it's in, and then Gazelle will tell you how much it will pay you. When it's time to get paid, you get paid by check, via PayPal, or even for an extra 5%, go with an Amazon gift card. Everybody likes an Amazon gift card, right? Go to G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com right now and get yourself an offer for an iPhone or an iPad that's just taking up space. An iPhone 5, an iPhone 4S, iPad 3, iPad mini Wi-Fi, anything that you think, you know, it'd be nice to get some cash for this because I want something new and cool and better. Gazelle's got you covered. In fact, they've paid out more than $100 million to over 700,000 happy customers. Free shipping, fast process, and you get paid money. Get your money back for some of your gadgets that you're not using. It's a no-brainer. What's your iPhone worth? Take a minute, go to gazelle.com to find out. But do it now, because if you sit and wait on it, your gadgets will continue to lose value. Don't wait. Go to Gazelle and get paid for those gadgets you're not using. And we thank Gazelle for their sponsorship of i5 for the iPhone. Number four, a few episodes back, we showed you how to go into your Touch ID settings to keep track of which fingers you've already scanned into Touch ID and even rename them if you want to be better organized. Well, our friend Dimitrios Zakharopoulos, who has the best name ever, went a step further and by accident figured out how to make Touch ID a lot stronger and more efficient. Take it away, dog.
When you want to see which fingerprints allocated to which slot, you'll be able to put your finger onto the Touch ID sensor, and the physical Touch ID will then represent that fingerprint on that fingerprint slot and show you in a highlighted motion. However, there is a hidden feature that we've not been told about. I've tried taking out my fingerprints, putting new ones in. I have experimented with different ridges on my fingerprints. I have tried with different fingers, and the efficiency kind of stays the same. However, when I went a bit further, and I took every single one of these fingerprint slots, and then I tried over and over again, but by then slowly adjusting my finger a little bit at a time and reaffirming that that fingerprint slot has captured all the necessary points of my finger. What it's actually doing right now is it's actually increasing the feature map that has been built for my fingerprint for that particular fingerprint slot. So what will happen is I'm giving the fingerprint one slot more points of reference to use when I am opening or unlocking this phone. By doing this, I'm overtraining the Touch ID sensor. If you overtrain the Touch ID sensor over and over and over again, and then just make micro changes in the position of your finger, what you're doing is you're allowing it to capture every single possible ribbing or ridge or point for your finger, so that what'll happen is your fingerprint will become more efficient.
Why, thank you, Demetrius. That's time well spent for all of us, I would say. By the way, I found Touch ID seems a bit better lately already, for me anyway. This is actually my second 5S. That might have something to do with it. But this is still a solid tip. It does help. So get in there and start micro-scanning yourself. Finally, number five. We got a sort of perplexing duh tip from Jamie, who has a little challenge for those of us with cat-like reflexes. Jamie writes, everyone knows that you can close an app on your phone by swiping up the screen. But I discovered that if you accidentally close the wrong app, you can quickly drag it back down before it fully disappears. This even works if your finger comes off the screen briefly. Just wanted to share. Love the show. Well, thank you for loving the show, Jamie, but boy, you have to be pretty quick on the draw for this one to be helpful. Or maybe I just have really bad hand-eye coordination. I don't know. Either way, I tried it a few times, and you're right. If you can catch it, it does work. Though, this duh tip is about as easy as getting 3 points on Flappy Bird. Thanks, Jamie. I'll keep practicing. Oh, one more thing before we go. Here's a little piece of good news for Foursquare users who live in the U.S. You can now search Foursquare for food you'd like to eat on your own couch. That's right. You can get food delivered to your home. You can find more than 20,000 Grubhub seamless restaurants in hundreds of cities across the U.S. without even leaving the Foursquare app. You click on the Grubhub or Seamless icon, and you start placing your order. I know a lot of you wonder why I keep hanging on to Foursquare. This is one of those reasons. The app keeps getting more useful, especially in you people who live in the cities with all the snow. You don't want to go out. You order in, and you don't have to wear pants either. Well, if you ever see or hear of a great app or trick on i5 and you want to go back over it or pass it along to a friend, just hop on over to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. That's where our links live as well. Also, where you can subscribe to the show with the feed of your choice. Email us at i5@twit.tv and tell us your deepest, darkest secrets, or just use Secret the app. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5, or send us a video like Demetrios did this week. I'm Sarah Lane, this is i5 for the iPhone, and we'll see you right here next week. Thanks for watching.